Blog Talk Radio.
I was a hard drinking sinner with blood on my hands. I was a hard drinking sinner, a gun in my hands, drinking 40 pounds for dinner till I met a big man.
Basically just got home 5 minutes to go from work, so I'm very glad I made it. Didn't
Me too.
Speed too bad to get home. Didn't hit too many pedestrians or went over too many raccoons on the way.
Possums? What about
possums? Yeah, I definitely hit some possums. Fuck
possums.
Okay.
They just
Yeah, fuck some possums. So how are you doing?
Still making it.
She has not been feeling good the past 2 days. She's been having tummy problems.
Not
so
fun.
No.
Not for life.
No, not for any of us.
No.
You know. Those stomach problems, when they hit you, man, they're not fun. They're not fun at all.
Now that we've discussed my private issues.
Hey, you know, people can take from what they will. We had an event out at the cabin this past weekend. We had our Toys for Tots event, and it was a big success. We had a lot of people out there and a lot of activity. Santa Claus even came. It's always good when you see when Santa Claus can show up to an event. And I think we're going to make a lot of kids happy this Christmas.
So.
It's always a good
you.
Thing. Oh, thank you. That's one of our big events, or the from my point of view, the biggest event we have is the Christmas event. When I take the most pride in, anyways. And it was another successful endeavor. Notice we didn't have the Christmas music on our intro because honestly I forgot to put it on there. By the time I got here. 5 minutes ago, I didn't have a chance to. I mean, I don't want people to think I'm a Grinch or Scrooge, not adding Christmas music to our intro, but, you know, it's better than no intro at all. No intro
There's
music at all.
There's always next week.
Yes. So, yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say. You know, something's going on. It's kind of boring. Man, you deal with a one-year-old, one-and-a-half-year-old. That's pretty much our whole life. Choosing him around. And trying to figure out what he's saying when he's talking. He is talking, sort of. He says, like, he'll say, you know, bye and no.
He says no. He says ouch.
Ouch for no reason. A lot. A lot of times he'll be talking and we'll have no idea what he's saying. Having these great conversations with himself pretty much because he's just, you know, it's fun. Sorry, got distracted by something. I'm going to have to turn the light off and turn the light back on. Here we go. All right, feel better now. All right, so tonight we've got the Southern Gypsies on the show. I'm going to stop talking about myself, and I'm going to go ahead and put them on. What's up, ladies?
Hey, how's it going, Ryan?
We are good.
Hey.
I mean, I'm good anyway. Angie, not so much.
Oh. Well, we hope you feel better in time to eat. You know, the big holiday meal.
I know, right?
Stuff.
This is not a good time to be getting sick.
I know, you're supposed to be stuffed until you shit yourself. Can we cuss on here? I can't remember. It's like time to eat, man.
I know, right? Apparently not for
and
her.
For you, too, you don't even really have to be related to them. You just show up and they feel bad and feed you. It's great.
Exactly. You just show up to random people's houses and ask for food. They'll be like, all right.
Yeah.
It's Christmas.
You got to go. I don't know if they have a hat for Kwanzaa, but you just show up there, too. Just put a hat on and be like, this is my Kwanzaa hat. I'm that guy's cousin. And, yep, you can hit it two times. Not just Christmas meals. You can hit Hanukkah. You can hit Kwanzaa, all that stuff. Just show up for people's shit. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you can't celebrate Kwanzaa unless you have the official Kwanzaa hat. Otherwise, you're just a
exactly.
poser.
I'm pretty
yeah.
sure. I think that's how it is. I don't know. I think it's like a cornucopia on your head or something. I'm not real sure. Maybe that's that one Chiquita lady with the banana. I don't know. One of them, I'm going to show up with that festive hat. You can't turn down a lady with that festive hat like that.
No, I might start eating. I might start eating off your hat if that's the case.
There you go. You brought your own meal. I mean, I'm
that's a healthy hat right
meal.
There.
Yeah. That's like that. And I'm vegan safe. I'll just put everything up there. Yeah. That right there. I am
there
the top of the party. Friends and everything.
Gluten free. Gluten free hat.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Man, you're covering all the bases.
Just trying to make friends. That's what it's all about. Just you know, getting out there and socializing.
I mean,
I don't even fucking think that.
It doesn't, but somebody's really digging it out there. You know what? Yes.
The official paranormal. You start selling Kwanzaa hats at your event.
You're going to get messages, Ryan, that's going to say, we don't wear fucking cornucopias. They're going to be like, you have.
Yeah.
Fuck you, God.
Well, yeah.
We're fucking food on our heads. We can start a new Kwanzaa tradition.
Yeah. We can't call it Kwanzaa.
We're looking out for
it. We're going to have to call it something else.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't know. If
we'll make up,
at,
we'll
like,
make up a new holiday.
Yeah.
Just walk around with cornucopia on your fucking head.
Yeah.
I've been looking up at old traditions, and there's this one guy, he just shows up real dirty, and he tries to beat your kids.
Well, then.
Yeah.
Where's that from?
Ryan, have you got Holly on here with us? Oh, by the way, hi, Ryan. This is Misty.
Hello. I got
Patty.
I have her on there. I have her phone number on there.
Do you?
Hey,
Holly,
can y'all hear
me? I hear you now.
Holly, you here?
Hey.
Is that my Holly? Is that our Holly, not an imposter Holly?
I reckon this is 100%
Holly.
Hell,
that's
the one
that
Holly.
Hold on.
I'm going to need you to say something you only people know about me.
Yeah. Because last time, this other Holly really, she was like, I'm Holly, and I put rocks in my drawers at my office, and that's when we were like, that's not a Holly.
I don't know, you gotta
did
tell
you
me
sound
something
like?
No.
Okay. Okay. Let me see. What can I say? Damn.
Don't get me in fucking trouble, though.
That's what I was trying to be careful about what I say.
No, that's what I was thinking. I was like, that bitch is probably every bad thing I've ever said.
What are you ever being careful about what you say? That's not a thing.
The what?
You never be careful.
I know.
I can tell. Okay, Ashley loves to secretly cuddle me.
That's a fucking lie.
No, not a secret.
Ryan,
not a secret anymore.
Drop that call, Russ.
And me and Missy sleep naked together.
Yeah. See? Everybody knows that.
I mean, see, that's in the newsletter. I knew that.
Ryan, I got to tell you why this. Okay, last time we were on a show, right? And the people that we were on the show with, they introduced Holly. And this woman was like, yeah, I'm Holly. And fucking was answering questions and everything. And when it got to Ashley, Ashley said, that is not our Holly Mullen right now. That is not. She was like, oh.
So she was trying to act like Holly?
I don't know. She was just didn't realize what was happening.
Yeah.
But then they were asking her questions about us. And she was like,
well,
I don't know about them. I don't know. And then she was like, I don't know.
It wasn't like another Holly,
I
guess.
Yeah, it was a fucking Holly. I swear to God. And it was, what kind of crystals do you like carrying with you? The question. And we were all going around. She was like, well, I like certain crystals. I put them in my office desk. And we were like, wait a minute. This is not our Holly. Like, she couldn't even really name any.
The problem was that they used Blog Talk too, and they didn't know my number, so he thought it was my number. So he put that woman on, and then all of the lines were full. So when I called in, I couldn't get on because it kept saying the lines were full.
Yeah.
So a random person named Holly called into the show, and they put it on thinking it was you.
Yeah.
What are the chances of that happening?
She said, that is not our own air.
It was awkward. It was awkward.
Imposter.
And that lady was like, well.
She backed down, though.
Yes,
I showed her who.
We were like, that is not our mom.
I'm sure she just called to listen into the show, probably, and they start asking her questions.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit. I don't know. God damn. That's funny.
Funny.
In fact, their name's Holly, too. That's crazy.
I know. It was really weird.
She fell right in line.
Yeah. She did. Like, she did
good. You want to know this about us. We always get into some shady-ass shit. It's always some fucked-up shit that people are like, how in the hell did you end up there? Well, we'll start here.
I remember you guys
here.
Sent pictures to some random guy one time. By accident.
Ryan, did I?
No,
you didn't send them to Ryan.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Ryan,
you should have paid.
No, I didn't get any pictures. I didn't get anything. So it wasn't this wasn't this random guy. You would have known if I got the pictures. Trust me.
I was about ready to collect some bills. I was like, oh, my God. I'm going to have some bill, right?
Yeah.
He's like, huh, I didn't say shit.
By the way, we're all going into burlesque, Ryan, so you will have to pay to see them titties from now on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Sorry, the freebies.
can I get the friends and family discount at least? Come on.
A food stamp.
Hold on.
I'll take the food stamp, yeah.
Up here, you got to...
You guys accept Wick?
Yeah.
Wait, no trying to my game.
Bet there would be a lot of people showing up. If you were a cousin fucker and you got all your cousins to show up to see you naked, man, there are a lot of people to show up, probably.
If you're a cousin fucker, cousins would show up.
How did we get into a cousin fucker? What in the goddamn shit was that?
Holly, I'm asking for you.
Let me tell you what just happened to Ashley. Since we're just going to let it out on the freaking awesome paranormal show, not. So Ashley dressed up real smart and put the book in her hand at her last con in New York because she was like, okay, I'm going to attract people who like smart women. But she did. And we were
Oh, God. It's true. And he just kept talking about how smart you were.
I am.
He'd be like,
I am smart, damn it.
He was weird as fuck, dude. And Missy kept agging it on. And then finally she had to tell him she's a lesbian.
Oh, my God.
Now that girl stayed with, she did look a little butch, so it didn't make sense. I'm just saying. Take it back now. And also, every time I carry a book, somebody wants to talk to me about it. So once they start talking to me about how smart I am, I'm just going to turn it upside down and tell them I can't even fucking read. I'm tired of them trying to cafes and everything. I'm like, hell, I don't know. It's a fucking book. Let me alone. It's like a surprise I want to read.
Yeah.
Huh?
If you're in the Karma Sutra or something.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
The what?
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, yeah. I would want people to talk to me about
it. Interesting conversations,
think,
anyway.
They can do some weird shit in them cafes. I'm just saying. And if he was hot, I'd keep flashing my book at him. I'd be like, hey, I can read. Just hold it up.
I know words.
If there's
your glasses
any weirdo
on,
out there that we could possibly meet in this world, we would meet that person. Because this dude had a fetish for smart people.
Well, I mean, that's not a bad thing, I guess.
He still sends me all kinds of stuff.
He even tells her what if she ever decides not to be lesbian. He's there.
That's what I keep your mind about.
You'd be the first person I call.
I'm still pondering it, you know. Not really. I'm straight as shit, but still.
He's right on it. You're going to get a message right now. Ding, 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 ding.
I'm scared. That's why I'm treading lightly. I'm like, oh. So how? What are you going to do?
Me? I have been, I've been laying around my house, and then I went out over across the lawn and went and ate dinner.
What'd you eat at?
I'm getting
a house dinner.
Pine Mountain Grill, baby. Pine Mountain Grill.
Oh, where I know exactly where I am, don't I?
Yeah, where you poured the coffee out on your phone.
Let's
not tell all our secrets.
Hilarious.
God,
dirt. You know, somebody asked me to say something about Holly. I'd be like, listen, her nipples are far bigger than what you think. And we've got an ET fucked up master's finger. I think that would be my secret about Holly. I'd be like, sure, right there. You'd be like, she knows.
Mine would be. Ashley's got a fucked up finger on the same hand, so we touch fingers every once in a while.
I it's that wall painting where they're touching.
Yes,
fingers.
I got Galileo with some other stuff.
I thought it was Leonardo da Vinci. That's me.
Listen, me and Ashley's over there touching hands, and Missy's butt naked running around trying to find a ghost in a chimney.
I'm serious. I have a video of you trying to listen to a chimney ass naked.
Listen,
that thing fucked me out of my room.
I'm not joking, man.
Oh, God, it's delightful.
Well, Ryan, what you been up to, man?
Well, not as much fun as you guys have been having, apparently. I've been chasing around a 1-year-old. You know, I mean, that's the extent of my fun.
He's such a cutie.
Do you have a fucked up finger? I might touch it with. No, well, there's still time.
No, his fingers are not fucked up yet, but.
Not his. I'm talking about yours.
Oh. Oh, no. My fingers have not been fucked up yet.
Oh, well.
You're missing out, buddy.
I'm not part of the fucked up finger family.
Apparently not. You get it.
Not yet.
I thought it was
like
cool.
I said, there's
until
still
now,
time.
Just till time.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get a hammer. Fuck my finger up.
Oh, God.
So I can be part of the family.
That's
what it belongs.
That right there. So, Missy, what have you been doing?
Currently or with my life?
Your life.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
you're
I joined
your life.
This group.
God.
Yeah.
Well, Ron, I'm still searching for the meaning of my fucking life. But in the meantime, I get to tour around with these nice ladies and meet a lot of bunch of cool people. So, yeah. That's it, guys. I'm boring. Oh, my God. I got to tell y'all this. I've discovered Pinterest.
Okay.
I discovered it before.
Oh, my God. Here's the thing. Every time Misty has this great revelation in her life, I will tell her, hey, you should try this. Oh, my God. No, I'm not doing that. Fuck that. I'm not fucking doing it. It's even so bad. There was this song about that pussy's mine. And I was like, you really need to listen to the song. Made her listen to it. Nope. 5 months later. I really like this song. I actually listened to it. Same guy's song. Like, months ago, I was like, yeah, you can get on Pinterest. It's great for burlesque.
Yeah.
Now I ain't fucking doing that. I don't fucking like that app today.
No, well, I've been doing it for like a week. Every morning I get up and I look at like burlesque things, but like for larger ladies, because I don't know if you know this, Ryan.
The burly burlesquers.
Yeah, the
burly
burlesquers. So when we get home, Ashley is going to wrap me up in duct tape so I can make a body cap. I'm going to start sewing.
I'm sure there's some other duct tape fetish who's like going off right now.
Yeah, please video this, please. Oh, I swear to God, this is going to be so awesome. If you do it, then you can like make your outfits to your body. Yeah, man, I'm going to make my own.
Well, there you go.
Man. Yeah.
Like one of those,
also,
like Hollywood body cast deals.
Exactly.
But redneck version, so it's duct tape.
Yeah, it's duct tape.
Redneck. Redneck.
Cut me out.
We call that
do what
you got. You found that out on Pinterest?
Exactly.
Yeah. Kentucky Fried what?
No, Kentucky.
Oh.
It's Kentucky Chrome.
Yeah.
Kentucky Chrome.
If this
works, all the Kentuckians have duct tape. They duct tape their fingers and shit on.
That's true. We've seen some hellacious things down there in Kentucky.
Well, I'll duct tape a Mac in a minute.
Yeah, that's my initial.
Well,
Mac, if you nasty. That should have been my burlesque, mate.
Oh, man. That
big Mac attack. You know what I'm saying?
No, but it could be your dragon. I'm also becoming a drag king. I'm hoping to enter into a talent show in February, so I got to get my drag down. I'm pretty good as a man anyways, but, you know.
Yep.
I got to order me a fucking uni card. It's not a handicapped person, but I'm going to order me a uni card, and then I'm going to put hair on it, and then I'm going to put that over my body and then duct tape my tits to my armpits, and then I'm going to spray paint a man in there. Look, you got little titties.
Yeah. Just going to let them be their little selves. You know.
They won't know the difference.
No. Good as professionals, they think I'm a fat man, too. And then I can have
Well, my drag name is James Dean, but I'm going by Jimmy Dean, Sister Fister.
Jimmy Dean.
Jimmy Dean, Sister Fister.
Because she wants to give everybody the sausage.
Jimmy Dean.
What? Yeah, like sausage.
So is Sister Fister one word? Or is it
Sister Fister
hyphenated?
One word. It is,
okay.
Right. It's slang for incest. I'm going to be the best the Trailer Woods has to offer. I'm going to be a trashy man. But I'm going to go to a local
Jimmy
day
Dean's
bar.
Jimmy Dean's a sausage man.
Yeah. Mhm. Yeah, I like it.
Brian, what have you been up to? Like, are you still with Twisted? Is it like Team Twisted? What is it called when they do their stuff?
Yeah, I'm with Twisted. I help them out when I can, or Angie and I help them out when we can. But it's just been so busy with RJ, and you know, working and stuff.
Yeah.
We haven't had a chance to go up there. They had their Christmas party last weekend, and we had our event at the cabin, so we couldn't do that. And, you know, just been hanging out, doing stuff with Dennis and his group, and helping out people around here when I can.
That's good.
Helping out,
you know,
when they need help.
Exactly. Been helping to see girls this year, but we just kept missing each other, I guess.
Okay, so when we had a home ground, then it was kind of cool for people to come visit us. But now that we're, you know, lived and kind of failed, but that was really cool. What people don't understand about that, and we want to throw this out very unclear, is for, about 2 years, every weekend we stayed at a haunted house. So
we, like, lived at the haunted house.
We did. We learned very well how to interact with ghosts, how to live with them. So when people come and they say, oh, you know, can you help me? We have this case or whatever. You know, I think Holly does more of those. You know, we got firsthand accountability of what was going on and stuff like that. So we did that, and we sharpened our skills. I mean, I believe that all of us were pretty good starting out, but then we got to interact, and we got to do all these experiments and stuff like that, and we just skyrocketed and stuff. So it was really, really cool. So we're on the road now, man. We are going all over, and we're excited. We got a lot of things coming up next year.
I've been keeping track of what you girls have been doing, going all these different places and stuff, and I'm, you know, really amazed at all the stuff you've been able to accomplish. It was in a short period of time, if you think about it. What, you guys been together for like 2 or 3 years now?
I don't know. Yeah, well, this
as a group,
This one, yes. This path we're on, but God, we've been around each other ever since. How long is the vibe, y'all?
2015.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's been 4 years.
I remember
that
we've been with Holly. I think you guys probably met for the first time. I think it was like at the Exchange Hotel.
It was a vibe event. It was a vibe event in 2015.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
or
okay.
The one at
St. Albans, that's right.
But the weird thing is we feel like we've been with Holly for fucking ever. So I don't know. It's really weird.
Like, when we talk about things, me and Holly and Misty were talking about this. It's like when you ask us about last month, that was like a year ago because our lives moved so fast. So it's weird. We've had a few weekends off, and it's like the weirdest thing ever for us. It's like, cause we got to jam-pack so much shit in just to, you know, get by with the holidays and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, like, that's the weird thing. Uh-huh. Like, okay, so we all got done with our, what is it, the week before Thanksgiving? It was when we were done with New York, right, y'all? Okay, so Thanksgiving. We're talking about around Thanksgiving. And I feel like I have been put on the shelf for like 2 years now, and that's the weirdest thing. It's like we know we need it because next year is going to be even bigger. But right now, we're just – I feel like I have really – I'm so out of touch, and it's only been like 2 weeks. So it's really crazy. Holly, what do you feel?
It is. I mean, we've all talked about that. It's like the year has almost like a snap of a finger. And it's weird because when we talk about things, it feels like it was last year. And I don't know. It's been crazy, crazy, crazy. And like Missy said, this year coming up is we already got a lot of things booked and coming up. And plus we got burlesque on top of that. So it's constant.
And the weird thing is like last year at this time, we didn't have anything on the books at all. And we already got I don't even know how many things on the books. And
we're going to Arizona.
Oh, God, I forgot about that shit. We're going to goddamn Arizona. I'm getting in a wigwam or some shit, y'all. I'm not joking. Listen, you're going to have to pull me out. God damn it, I'm going to have to drink water, ain't I? I'm going to get the cramps so bad, I'm going to tear that goddamn wigwam down. I'm trying to get that. I am like a bear, man. Y'all try to get out of a cave. That's what's going on.
When are we supposed to go to Arizona?
When are we going, Holly?
Is it September?
I'm not for sure. Shoo, Lord, it's going to be hot. But I tell you what, we're going to do some cool shit.
It's a dry heat, though. It's not bad. It's
dry heat.
Fine.
That's like a fucking oven. Yeah, I don't bake is real good.
They always make fun of me because I'm red-haired. I'm going to have to wear my wig or it's too hot.
No.
I'll be dark by then.
Yeah. Plus, we're going to Moundsville. We're going to the Para Retreat. Is that what it's called, Holly?
Uh-huh.
We're going to
and we have a metaphysical
fair
in
Kentucky. We got to come down to
the
cabin sometime.
Yeah. We need to get that on the book.
Like that, Ryan. Like, we'll come do readings and stuff, and we can help you and show you, like,
We had a psychic fair.
We do a seance.
In September. And, I would love to do that. That's what part of it was. I want to do all that stuff out there. Seances, I don't care. Whatever.
Brian.
Whatever you guys want to do. But me talk to Dennis and see when we can work something out to figure out when you guys are available too, because it sounds like you're pretty busy.
We are. We're going to Iowa a lot.
Oh, God.
Yeah, them
Iowans. Mm.
Damn.
We love them.
Them Iowans.
No, seriously, man. They're cool motherfuckers. Yeah. I never knew they're so metaphysical out there. It's unbelievable.
What's been your favorite place to go so far that you've been to?
Oh, my God. I'll answer. Hey, Holly, you go first.
That's really hard to pick from. God bless.
I can't remember my goddamn name.
God, this year was the Mardi Gras, y'all. I didn't even fucking know that.
I lost
That's
my
not
business.
My favorite. That's not my favorite, but I'm saying, I didn't even remember when we went to Mardi Gras. And then I'm like, damn, that was this year.
Yeah, then we went to St. Louis. I lost my eyes. We've been to St. Louis like 3 times. Goddamn sushi. Just driving through. Like, let's go.
Yeah, on my birthday. We drove on it.
So you went to Mardi Gras? You don't remember it? It's a busy year when you go to Mardi Gras. That's not like the highlight. How drunk were you? Shit.
Well, we didn't show our buttholes, so that's good. Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's here. Let's do that for next year.
You know what? I don't know. It has been such a jam-packed fucking year. Like we said, Mardi Gras seemed like 5 years ago, y'all. Goddamn, I can't. I'm going to have to look back.
I think New York was the last trip. Fresh is on the line. But we got to go and stop along a lot of cool stuff that, you know, I'm not the type of person that always pick up oddities that we pick up when we go back through, especially when we have time. And that one, I got to kind of plan a road trip back home. So I like that. And then there was kind of, you know, things that was like synchronicity that we were supposed to stop at. And I really liked all that.
I agree. Yeah. Yeah. Actually planned off the trip. It was kind of so awesome.
It was, and then this random man said, go to Lilydale on the side of
the
goddamn
lake. The one thing I failed to put in for stuff. And he's like, hey, over here, see that? Yeah, that's the universe being like, Ashley, stay on your fucking game. Like I said, we went to New Orleans. That's when we all went to.
Oh, God, I'm going to start. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm having to look at our Facebook to see where we've been. I think picture-wise, it was the Ash Bash because we got that cool-ass fucking picture with the corn. Y'all know how I love that. But it got that repeat of like, that was nice.
Is my phone down there?
What?
Not did me. Somebody fall down the stairs?
I walked down the steps. I taking the dog for a walk. He started jumping at me. Like,
oh.
I had to piss, so I'm like, all right, take it for a walk while I talk to you girls.
I don't know how this is. Oh, we got to go and talk to, we got to see J-Bo. We also got to go and hang out with Draven and all of them. That was awesome with their new shop and everything.
Oh, my God, that
Lost
was this
Gypsy.
Year.
There we go.
That was Off Gypsy Tattoo Parlor and
Hats. Huh? It was the year of the tats for us.
Yeah, it was. It was. They have, God, I'm looking through here to try to figure out what my favorite is.
Oh, and I also got my clit pierced. We all got pierced.
Me and Holly, I have a picture of me and Holly outside while she was getting that done. We were like, oh, shit.
How painful is that?
That, honestly, we had a tattoo, or not a tattoo, we had a piercing person that was, like, she wasn't very hygienic, so... not the one I got my clit done. My clit, it hurt less than the center of my ears. And when I say that is my center of my ears, she wasn't very clean, and my ears got infected, and I have a picture of my ears just bleeding. So that one, and it was horrible because I couldn't sleep right because I got both of them done at the same time, so it was hell. Like, my tattoo artist, Draven and Amanda, they were like, man, I wouldn't have got both of them at the same time. I got my center ears pierced, and I got a tattoo on my side, and, like, within the same, like, week or two. And my tattoo wasn't as bad as my center ears. And my clit, it was kind of like a big clit, and then it was like a bee sting, and I was done with 2 weeks. I was ready to go again, man, rubbing on something else.
Okay, I'm the friend. Oh, I'm sorry to follow your clit story. But,
yeah, you,
okay,
can't,
I
you can't make it better,
it was when we were at that school, and that was the first time we took on the road, I think, doing the seances, and there was all those different levels.
Oh, yeah, and the one you're staring at the
bookcase. But that's when we realized, holy fuck, because nobody was getting activity, but yet when we do the seances, I mean, it was awesome because you could hear people in the back of the classroom.
Man, I would love to do a seance.
Well, all you got to do is say, hey, gypsies, show up on this day, and then we could all do it together.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, I know you get some fucked up shit at the cabin. Or shit, you have mainly fucked up shit at the brick house because we've got, like, demons in that house.
How many houses you got?
Hmm?
How many houses do you got?
I mean, two. We got the log cabin, and then we have the brick house. The brick house is where the murder happened, so there's a bunch of shit in there.
Yeah.
And then we got the woods, too. That's full of activity as well.
Well, we're down for whatever. Just get in touch with us and stuff, and Thursday dates up, and we'll be set with it. The second I said was pretty cool. Things would come up to us, and everybody else was investigating, and it was the things there were more interested in the seance than other stuff. So that one was pretty cool. That was awesome.
So how'd you guys get into doing seances? How'd you guys get into doing seances? Because not many people do those anymore.
Actually, you want to know the truth?
It's actually on the upper.
No, lie to me.
The weird thing is it didn't used to be. And when we first started doing this, it was like the lady who put us together, that was one of the things to do with us. And when that happened, and then, you know, like we both grew and went different ways and stuff like that. that was something that we kept, and we made sure that we kept, because you get so connected to these spirits and stuff. And we had a really profound experience with just the core of us, and we were able to connect with this spirit at the location that we were at, and we were like, this is so cool. Everybody, we noticed how everybody wanted to be involved in this, and we've even done them to the point of people were able to bring either a name or an item and bring it into the circle, and we would try to, somebody was, you know, outside the circle telling us, you know, what they either wanted, the item they had, or something like that, and then we try to pull that spirit in. Shit, that really was. And then we took it on the road. We have never taken, we didn't until, I think it was Iowa, y'all, is the first time we did that. We took it on the road, and we were like, you know what, this is what we're going to do. Because Holly,
it's not that we were waiting to take it on the road. It was that a lot of places don't allow them. So we're trying to find other places as well. A lot of places that go, oh, we're not comfortable with doing that here.
Right.
Because it's such a crap. So the first opportunity, they were like, hey, whatever the hell you want to do, roll with it. So that's when we first kind of took it on the road. We also do gallery readings, and we do different divination tools, and we do, like, witchcraft seminars and, like, little things like that, like classes. But,
yeah, but the thing
is, you do tarot readings and stuff?
Yeah, tarot, okay. Healings, coming out feelies, some palms. I'm trying to dabble in the ruins and stuff. So we cover pretty much a lot of the areas. I will tell you this. There is a lot of psychics that are more, like, I know of one right now who she apparently does things, seances, and now more of investigating. Like, we don't use any tools. We just use our bodies and get people to use their bodies to, you know, react to the spirit. I think that's not an uprise. I really do. Because it seems like these psychics are now realizing that people want that, you know.
Mine was always that I wanted the one-stop gypsy shop. So anything that you would want, divination-wise, or any type thing that we would be able to provide that for you. So what we don't know how to do, then we learn to give that back to the public. Like I said, that one-stop as well as kind of like a renaissance.
Whenever they need something, they come to you. So they would come to.
Yeah. And then it was
kind of
like a. I also wanted to do like a rent a psychic where you would kind of rent us for parties or things like that, or for paranormal investigators, say that you know our reputation and you want us to come along with you to kind of drum up the activity with you, be an investigator. That was something I also do want to offer towards any investigators.
Yeah. Okay. So. This is the thing. So we've been investigators, all three of us, me, Holly, and I, for a long – people forget we've been in this for like over 10 years, something like that, you know. I mean, that's accredited with our group, this and that and other. People forget that. So we understand what it's like to be an investigator. So somebody can offer that to us. If y'all don't understand – okay, so we were doing filming time in this house, and this is what really struck me. We've been really taken and put in, okay, like Brown Mountain and the Pinnacle Street. We've been put into that location and said, here, just go at it. And the tour guides have stepped back. They didn't say one thing, and we can pinpoint places stuff happened, what happened to people, stuff like that. And that's when it was really a turning point for us. I think that happened a little bit every year now. And when that happened, we realized, oh, fuck, man, this is cool as hell. So then we realized that I'm setting it a stage. If you start that in the beginning of your investigation and you call them in, the spirits, I have seen spirits at that seance that I never again see when I'm investigating, which lets me know that they are very drawn to that. So then we get up, we walk away, or whatever y'all have at it, so you have spirits to interact with.
The whole thing I think that kind of sets us apart from other people is a lot of people come into the paranormal game as psychics. They're like first and foremost. Like me and Misty, we thought that this was normal that happened to everybody. And we kind of built our tool to have that intuition. So we were first investigators. Then we realized we had a gift. We were able to polish it to be what it is now. And Holly and like she could speak for herself, but yeah. Even from a young time with her being in the paranormal investigation, she was Hot Hands Holly. She had her gifts, but she didn't know what they
were. Oh, yeah.
Holly?
The Hot Hands.
I'm here. Yeah. I thought y'all still talking. I'm here. Yeah. You're doing a good job, Ash.
Keep going.
I can do it all on my account, Clark.
Awkward laugh. That scared the fuck out of me. I'm so excited when we go to our
What the hell was that?
Yeah, actually, it's an awkward laugh. It's also the National Lampoon. We're going to do our witch holiday, our Merry Witchmas, but it's actually Yule, and it's going to be in our cabin. And we're going to, one of our little festivities is we're going to watch National Lampoon together. Because we take it with us all throughout the year.
Are you going to be wearing Kwanzaa hats?
Yeah, cornucopias.
Cornucopias on your head.
It's all about that holiday. You're very insensitive, Ryan. Get your holidays right.
Wear your tacky Kwanzaa sweaters.
Yes. I like to celebrate all holidays at once. It's a Walmart one-stop shop.
There we go.
Yeah. It was all Ryan. He told me to say all of this.
That's right. This is what we're going to say, guys. Let's talk about God. Oh, well, they need a sense of humor. It's all in good fun.
Yes. Yeah. If they see me, they'll understand. They'll be like, wow, she is so smart. She's got a new holiday on her hands.
She holds books and everything. She must be smart.
I had glasses on, too, Ryan. I mean, it was – got tore that poor boy up.
So you wear glasses, and then you'd be like completely – you'll be a genius.
I'm serious, yep. They're like, wow, she's got nothing but smarts going for her. I'm serious, he even posted on his Facebook. He dedicated a song to me on his Facebook. It was pretty fucking serious, Ryan. He saw through it. He's like, God, my son.
I think he had goddamn brain damage.
He asked me what my IQ was. Not my sex number, but my IQ.
Wow.
He's really digging them smarts.
Smart,
yeah.
You know.
Oh, God.
I mean, you do carry books around, so, you know.
I don't know. I think he had all of them. I can't count that high. I think he did. Did he have all of them?
No, actually, he didn't.
I didn't look that hard. I kept trying to look away. My glasses aren't that strong.
All right, Ryan, if you got one burning question to ask any of the gypsies, your time is now, buddy.
Think about it. I mean, you got the opportunity to ask us anything you want to.
The burning question. Damn, that's pressure. That is pressure. I mean, it's not like I'm not going to talk to you guys ever again after this, so. Yeah, shit.
Maybe not. When's the last fucking time we talk, Ryan? I miss you.
I miss you too. Oh, shit. I'm getting clumped over here. Damn. Are you guys gonna do the paranormal party ever again?
Aww,
that's very sweet.
We were on the other day when we had to do that show, and our fake Holly jumped in and actually had to kick her.
Holly
and Foster.
The Holly Imposter.
Holly Hacker.
Holly Stunt Double.
Ashley was saying that she really missed it. And I'm like, look, man, you do it. You know, if you're in it, then.
Right now, I'm half-assed in the holidays and cleaning house. But there's some shows coming out that we are going to be doing intuition-type things. It's kind of like video-type things. Holly does hers Witchy Wednesdays anyways. We're going to bring the paranormal party back. We still have the show and everything, and we still pay for it on our other network. But it's something that we are going to eventually bring back. It's just kind of getting settled in because I just quit my nighttime job.
I mean, shit, you have to pay for it on my network, on the Blab network. It's free.
Look at him.
Look at that. Well, I tell you what, you know, this is what I think. The Gypsies is such a beast in itself. Y'all, I mean, people think that we just, you know, we.
You could do a show. You could do a show together.
We do. We do. Y'all got to watch. We do live. Wait a minute. Holly, would you want to do a show like on the Vibe? Three of us?
You know what? I can barely do my own Wednesday show that I'm behind the third eye. And, you know, it's gotten to the point, like, I love doing them, but if people could walk in our shoes and see what is on the other side of it, it's our weeks that we have off from traveling is recovering. And it's like, you really, for me, I have hermit tendencies and I like just being withdrawn. So it's just a lot of work.
It didn't know.
I understand like that.
The Paranormal Party actually got so many little skits she wants to do. Plus, we have all three of us part of Behind the Third Eye. And Holly does that on like Wednesdays. And we try to do ours every other week because
we're trying to sell our home now, and then to get into that's
I
don't think I could sell.
I mean, I wouldn't want you guys to do it every week, anyways, because I know it's just too much, you know.
What?
As far as trying to get your girls to do.
You let us get this holidays behind us and things like that, and we may.
I'll see you in 2020.
2020.
Asking in 2020.
Yeah, 2020. 2020.
2020. 2020. 2020.
I don't know why I thought that said that. Oh my God. Me and Misty were at a holiday thing where we had to decorate our aunt's tree. And the most awkward thing ever happened.
I looked at. No, I'm not talking about that.
Oh.
I looked up and down at Misty.
Oh my God. Okay.
And Misty
so, hold
was
on.
Wearing a mammoth dress, right?
No, hold
it
on.
Was, I thought it was
no.
a really long shirt because no. she put another festive shirt over her shirt.
Listen, I'm going to back this up. I want y'all to think. What I'm talking about, you get your 70-year-old great aunt, and she would always wear one of them skirts and maybe some
it
of them
wasn't
tennis
a goddamn
shoes.
Skirt.
Hold on. She'd wear a skirt. And then tennis shoes, some knee highs, and then just a T-shirt. Y'all ever remember that type of aunt? Okay.
That's
well,
a Pentecostal aunt.
Yes. Yes, Holly. No, she's fucking right. Yes.
Well, whatever. Yesterday, I was like, you went. She had a muumuu on.
No, I did not.
It was a long muumuu. It was a
long skirt. It was a
skirt. What?
It was a skirt.
I made it into a skirt. Take off your goddamn. And then it was a full fucking dress under there.
Okay, maybe.
It was a long T-shirt dress.
And I had put me a T-shirt on top that said, I can get you on the naughty list. And I had my these new mammal slippers I got. So I was tight as hell. And then, of course, I had my alcoholic beverage in this, like, a globe thing with the straw in it. I was all ready to decorate a goddamn tree yesterday. And
you have acrylic in your hair?
Now, hold
no,
on. I don't want to look trashy,
Ron. I mean, I looked up and down her, and I don't know why, because I had me like a shawl. Look, did you just fucking fart on here?
Listen,
you just farted in my goddamn truck on anchor.
No, keep going.
It's not the worst thing happening on here.
Ron, you say that, but you ain't smelt them farts, Ryan. You ain't smelt them damn farts. Okay?
Yeah.
I can't
anyway,
help it.
Back
I
to my
open the door.
Back to my story.
I'm at classes.
You broke my sentence. But anyway, so I'm saying I looked her up and down, and I already had me some liquor in my coffee, too, because it's a rough time at decorating that damn tree. But anyways, so I looked up now, and all of a sudden, I just quietly stuck my hand at her dress and pulled it off. I was thinking she was going to have shorts on underneath.
No! I didn't have a lick of nothing on. I said, put
oh, my God. A little bit of a breeze down there, huh?
Yeah, I thought she would have
shorts on or something. But that was straight bush. Oh my God.
She was sitting on the couch and I was standing up, so y'all can imagine what she was thinking at.
I can imagine. I look like an old man looking under there. It was disgusting. Yeah, well, I said, God damn, put my dress down. Okay,
you pervert.
I just thought it was a long T-shirt. Maybe she wore some shorts on or something.
I'm getting my Pentecostal best. Holly knows what I'm doing.
I was trying to remember shorts she wears. It was
nothing. Nothing. Surprise. Nothing. I said, and Ashley looked so goddamn shocked. I said, goddamn, put that down. You pervert. Stop looking.
Pervert. Connor family Christmas.
Better watch out.
Oh, damn, that'd be the best Christmas special ever. The Connor family Christmas. I'd watch it.
I know.
Oh my God! Today I went and got me a discounted flamingo with a Christmas hat on. He only has one foot because he's on the discount rack. So I'm gonna have to make him a prosthetic flamingo foot.
Oh God! This is my life right here, man.
Hey, that's cool.
Maybe you and Holly can stick it together with you got fingers, and y'all can all get in there with that little leg, little nub gone.
Well, fucked up flamingo.
Maybe we'll do
it. Hard work to stop them handicapped fingers when we touch. You should see it.
It acts
well,
personality,
we're getting...
okay?
Yeah.
There we go. Well, we're getting close to the end here, and I'm honestly, I'm fucking tired. It's been a long-ass day. But
we are too.
I want to definitely thank you girls for coming on and chatting with me.
You're welcome.
It's been too long. I got to see you girls. I'm going through withdrawals over here. It sucks.
I'll get Misty wear a dress.
Yeah, you play your cards right.
Sure.
I'm going
to show you.
Get a
console. It's going to be awesome. Sure. Well, I've been cornucopia for everybody.
The holiday best, man.
There it is. I'll get in touch with you about the cabin, and we'll figure something out. Like I said, we've had stuff out there before, psychic fairs and stuff, so it's doable. Just want to figure out the best time to do it. So,
okay.
Hope you guys have a very merry Christmas, a happy Kwanzaa, of course. And happy Hanukkah, all the holidays.
I'm going to go get
kiss
my first
ass
right now.
Go get your Kwanzaa hat.
All right.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye. Love you, girls. Well, that was fun. It was like I said before, it's beautiful chaos whenever they come on the show. Not exactly a family-friendly show, but which is fine. This is how it is. I should probably change the rating to R for this show. Next week would be a little more tame. We have we're having a freaking twisted Christmas special. We're having our friends from Twisted Realm come on the show, and we're going to talk all things Christmas. This is the last show of the year. We're going to take the 23rd off for Christmas, and we'll be back at the beginning of next year. So next week, don't forget to tune in for the freaking Twisted Christmas special. And hope everyone enjoyed the show. It's always good when I'm able to talk with the Southern Gypsies. And, of course, Holly, Misty, and Ashley. They've been friends of mine for a while, and I'm very excited. Very excited to talk to them. And I hope, you know, they're very, you know, a lot of stuff going on. Sorry, I'm rambling now. Like I said, I'm tired. And I'm just going to end now before I start really making a fool of myself. So don't forget to turn in next week for the freaking Twisted Christmas special, and we'll see you later.